You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Oakland Athletics reminded us that you can make trades after the non-waiver trade deadline of August 1st, and the A's indeed made a trade recently. So let's talk about that with Jane Lee. I'm Allison Sutter. Jane, Coco Crisp, I guess he's going back to his original team. So did this surprise you at all that they were able to make this deal?
A little bit, just because of the timing. I mean, you kind of think, well, at this point, you know, the roster was going to just kind of stand still. But the fact that Cleveland reached out, I mean, it really makes sense. It seems like the Indians, not just, you know, in this month, but even prior to their original trade deadline, had been looking for some outfield help. And honestly, this is probably the most favorable outcome for everyone involved. I know that Coco's situation with the A's has been getting a little awkward. And I know he wasn't necessarily happy with the way things were playing out. He thought that he wasn't getting the playing time he thought he warranted, just based on you know, maybe the A's not wanting his option to vest for next year. And so it was. It was getting a little tense, and I think that, you know, in dealing him, the A's can kind of wash their hands clean of what was turning into a little bit of a messy situation. You know, that is no longer theirs to worry about. And it is Cleveland, but at the same time, Cleveland gets a player who could potentially, you know, be an impact bat for them, you know, as they try to finish this off and make a postseason run. I mean, Coco's numbers overall, they're not great, but you look at what he's able to do off the bench. He's been pretty successful in the pinch. And, you know, those are the those role players. I mean, those guys, you know, you see it all the time. You know, teams in a pennant race or through the postseason, those are the guys that kind of end up making that little difference. And I think Coco could potentially be that for them. And, you know, the A's are obviously looking toward the future, and Coco wasn't really part of, you know, their plans moving forward. So this just kind of made sense for everyone, and it ended up being, you know, good that they could get it done ahead of today's deadline.
Right. So they get a left-handed pitcher in return, Cole Hines, according to reports. That was made official today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what are they kind of looking for in him? Is this, I guess, a left-handed pitcher? He can't have too much of that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, any pitching help, I believe he'll be going to Nashville. It sounded like him and his wife actually had a baby boy last night.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, kind of, I'm sure, just a whirlwind of events for them. So I think they're going to allow him to just kind of take his time and getting to Nashville. He had been pitching at AA, but, I mean, yeah, this is just, I mean, I think for the A's, just being able to deal Coco for them was probably good enough. But, you know, obviously, you don't want something in return. And I think every organization is looking for pitching depth. And it seems like, you know, especially from the left-handed side, and they're pretty high on him. You know, I obviously haven't seen him, but his numbers look decent. And I'm sure getting thrown in right now, right away with Nashville, is good, just because they're about to begin their own postseason run. And, you know, you kind of forget that being a part of the postseason in the minor leagues, I think that's just as much part of the grooming experience for young players. You know, just being in those types of atmospheres, playoff games, even if it is at a different level, I mean, it's still, you know, you're playing in impact games. And so I think that's, you know, probably good for him, not just, you know, moving up a level, but also right away going into a situation like that.
So let's talk September call-ups. By the time this airs, we'll be very, very, very near September 1, if not on it. So what do the A's have in mind? Are they going to, is this an audition time? Do they want to add, you know, if you add players, you're also adding money that you have to pay them. What's their plan, do you know?
Yeah, I think they're going to, you know, try to balance, you know, they want to respect, you know, Nashville's playoff run and give as many players an opportunity to be a part of that and experience that. and kind of countered, you know, their own needs. Obviously, you know, them not being in a postseason run, they really don't. There's not a whole lot of need at the time. But at the same time, you know, pitching right now, I mean, their rotation's been a mess for just several months. So they would like to get Jarrell Cotton up fairly quickly. He was one of the three pitchers that they got in the Dodgers deal, the Josh Reddick and Rich Hill trade. And I think ever since he came over, you know, the clock was like, well, when is he going to be up? And I don't know if we'll see him as soon as this weekend, which now seems like a possibility with Sean Manaea being hurt. I think a Saturday slot is open. So I think that could be the soonest we could see him. And if not then it sounds like next week he would be up. And I think the A's are also wanting to get Raul Alcantara up to give him a starting chance. And funny enough, he was also in a Josh Reddick deal, just a different Josh Reddick deal when the A's first got Reddick from the Red Sox. They also got him. So a little funny coincidence there with both of those pitchers. But I think those are the two that, you know, I'd really want to keep an eye on just because, you know, not just right now, but these are two guys that they really envision being a big part of their rotation for next year and years to come. And outside of pitching, there's a few position players. I know, you know, everyone's always asking about Matt Olson, and I think he'll get an opportunity at some point. Joey Wendell was called up today to make his big league debut, and there could be a few others. I know now that Coco's gone, you know, maybe adding an outfielder would make sense for them, and Matt Olson can play the outfield. Jacob Brugman's a guy that's not on the 40-man roster. All the other guys I mentioned are, so obviously easy to bring them up without, you know, having to make another roster move. But I think Jacob Brugman is a guy, even though he's not on the 40-man, they would consider just because, I mean, he's having such a good year, swinging the bat so well all season. And it's just one of those guys, you know, the A's are very cognizant of, you know, rewarding guys for good seasons and bringing them up in September. And I think he would fit the bill. And also, I mean, kind of want to get a look at him, you know, in this type of setting. I think, you know, obviously you want to be a contending team, but when you're not, it kind of gives you some flexibility, you know, some rare flexibility to experiment, see what you have. Because at this point, I mean, you know, wins and losses don't necessarily matter. Obviously, they're going to say they want to win as many games as they can, but they can be a little more flexible with their roster and then just kind of trying out some of these guys and seeing which pieces, you know, they want to move forward with going into next season.
Yeah, it's this is the time of the season for non-contending teams. If you're a contender, this is when the adrenaline kicks in. But getting through that final month, I mean, it does take some inner fortitude, I guess you could say. And it isn't a bad idea to have a few fresh faces and some legs around to sort of, I don't know, absorb the playing time that needs to happen between now and the end of the season, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's what the A's have been doing. And that's why, you know, even when Coco spoke up and, you know, was very adamant about the fact that he wasn't happy about his playing time and he thought that the A's were doing it on purpose to avoid his option being vested. You know, the A's had been saying all along, look, you know, out of the All-Star break, they were like, we're going to give some of these younger guys a chance and it's going to mean reduced playing time for guys like Coco and Danny Valencia, as we've seen. And they've really stood by it. You know, they see an opportunity to, you know, in what's been an otherwise disappointing season to get these young guys some experience. And, you know, you see what Ryan Healy's done since he came up. I think he's been every bit and more, you know, that they could have expected. I mean, he's really just kind of eased into the role at third base, everyday role, no problem. Nothing seems to faze him. So, you know, I think in any other situation, they wouldn't have been able to do that. So, you know, not the season they wanted, but I think it's just as important now to see what they have, you know, in their system.
Absolutely. All right. We'll keep our eye on it. Thank you so much, Jane. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.